Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people. I'll tell you what. This is SOS Radio. We are live here on Election Day 2016. Hello to everyone listening live, and of course, people that will later listen to us in the archives. This is a special edition show for SOS Radio. I think the last time we had a show, I think, was probably over a year ago. But we definitely want to come on and do one show for the election day. This is a historic election, just as the last two have been, the presidential elections. So we definitely wanted to come in and speak a little bit on today's election. Folks, of course, my name is Tori. I'm also here with my co-host.
Hello, everyone. This is Pepper Lynn.
And thank you so much again for joining us. Now, we were actually going to have this show a little bit earlier, but we wanted to wait and get a feel of first how some of the information that was coming out on the election today, there was just some of the exit polls that was going on. We just wanted to sort of see if we can get some additional information before we did an earlier broadcast. Because we won't be doing a post-election show. So we just wanted to wait just a little bit long as possible before we start a show. But let's get ready because I'm soon going to be ready to be tuned in to CNN for the rest of the night, or at least into the wee hours of the night. Today, declare Hillary Clinton as our next president.
You better say it.
People, yes. Okay, because people, I'm telling you, this entire, and I do not believe in my lifetime, and I am not divulging my age, but in my lifetime that I have seen such a divisive campaign, and I haven't seen such a divisive presidential candidate. I have to say that when I first heard that Donald Trump, of all people, was running for president, literally I laughed out loud. I thought it was completely hilarious and ridiculous. Never could I have imagined that at the end result, we are down to Donald Trump being the presidential nominee for the Republican Party. That still boggles my mind.
Yeah, I've always told you, don't let anything shock you.
Okay.
Never be shocked about anything.
Hello?
Okay.
But, folks, I was shocked by that, okay? Because I literally did not want to believe that in our amazing country, America, be that many people who were ignorant enough to fall for the BS that is Donald Trump. And this is, and I just want to stress something as well. At this point, this has nothing to do with Republican and Democrat. I think that Donald Trump has repulsed many people across many different party affiliations. And the majority of people that are now supporting Donald Trump, they come from the same ilk, so to speak, right? If you get my drift.
I don't know what these people are expecting of this man. I don't know what they're expecting of him. He doesn't know anything about politics. He doesn't speak on politics. He's always yapping about something else. He turns it around. And, you know, that is really scary. And for as many people,
yeah,
those people that are supporting him, do they not understand what is at stake?
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't. And I just want to preface this while we continue the show. We're not. Some of the language or words used, I don't want people to just go on the defensive. I'm not trying to be insulting to people. I am speaking my mind, as I have a right to do. So I am not just going to be calling out a certain part or a certain group of people, but I am going to tell it and say it like I see it. And I just have to say, before we get into that, just a little information. The polls are still open, people. It is currently 6:35 Eastern Standard Time. Now, we are in North Carolina, and our polls close at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, folks, if you haven't voted or you know folks that haven't voted, please encourage them, implore them to get to the polls. Now, in North Carolina, the polls close at 7:30, and anywhere, no matter where you are, as long as you are in the line before that time frame, so let's say in North Carolina the polls close at 7:30, you drive up at 7:28, and you get in the line right at 7:30, they cannot turn you away. You can still vote, okay?
Correct.
You know?
Yeah.
So you just have to let people know.
Right. And if for any reason someone tries to turn you away, there is a number for you to call. And it's the Election Protection Hotline. And that number is 1-866-OUR-VOTE. Again, 1-866-OUR-VOTE. So we ask that if you have any problems, give them a call.
Give them a call. Let them know. Let them know, people. And this is a nationwide number. So no matter where you are, if you are having a problem and you cannot, and you're turned away and you're in line before your specific polling location closed, call and you will get the help that you need. Now, keep in mind, different states have different rules. So different closing times, right, for the polls. So you want to make sure that you know where your polling location is. If you're not familiar where your polling location is, if this is your first time voting or you can't remember, no worries. You go to HillaryClinton.com/locate. Again, HillaryClinton.com/locate. It will automatically let you know the polling location that you need to go to, based on where you live, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that you want to keep in mind when you're going to vote, have a plan. Just know in your mind, have a plan. Hopefully you are familiar with the candidates. Of course, look, at this point, if you're not, I don't know what to tell you, but we're going to be a little biased here. We're encouraging people, if you haven't voted, go out and vote for Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has made a clear and concise statement and has shown why she should be the next president of the United States. Not only that, Hillary Clinton is qualified for the position, unlike her competitor, who was a disgrace. Donald Trump has completely damaged his brand. I don't know what he's going to do if he loses this election, because his brand is damaged. And this is another thing. The people that are supporting him, you have poor white folks supporting him. You have middle class, medium white families, white voters supporting him. And the sad part about this is that they are voting against their own best interest. Donald Trump's plan does not include them. That's mind-boggling to me. But they're voting for him.
Yeah.
Enthusiastically.
Yes.
Turning out to events for a man who, in all you know, pretense and purposes, he doesn't give a rat's behind about them.
I mean, in some of the commercials, Lord Jesus.
Okay.
I'm like, how can you watch this and actually vote for this person?
Exactly.
I mean, it's just terrifying to hear and see him on TV and to know that kids are there and they're seeing this and hearing this man, and oh, my God. But I'm just going to, just a couple of things. I want to say he's Donald Trump said he could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue, shoot somebody, wouldn't lose any voters.
Okay.
Wow.
He said this, a presidential candidate running for the president of the United States.
The highest office.
The highest, most powerful position in the world. And this man says this.
And I want to mix the nuclear button. I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. And it suggested that the mother of a fallen Muslim American soldier did not speak at the DNC because her husband wouldn't let her. Maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say. You tell me. In reality, she has a hard time discussing her late son in public because she is still grieving the loss.
Okay, and what was mind-boggling about that to me was the fact that anybody has told their wife they can't speak. Obviously, it looks to me that that is what Donald Trump has told to Melania Trump.
He's telling his woman.
Okay. Because, as I've often said, she is so stone-faced and has just sits there looking like, I don't know, you know what, it's sad what people will go through just so they can say they have a piece of money,
mm-hmm.
Okay? There's no amount of money in the world that can make you live in such damn misery. And that is what is etched on her face, even though it had so many surgeries, it's still etched there. They cannot take away her obvious. It appears to be obvious discontent with him. And the fact that her husband is a sexist. I mean, the things he says about women is unbelievable. But you have women supporting him. Again, I don't understand.
It's mind-boggling.
How you can, from one that does not even seeing you. Yes, exactly. Doesn't respect you. Doesn't think you should work. Doesn't think you should do anything but just sit there and do what he tells you to do. And he tells you to do this, you do that, and that's what you do. You do not make your own living. You don't go out and have your own life. He doesn't give a damn. He says that we as women, we're just a piece of ass. This is a man running for president of the United States of America, people. Not only that, this man is a racist. It is confirmed. He is a racist. But you people, millions of people are casting their vote for Donald Trump. A racist. He has been accused of rape, people. Okay? He has been accused from a woman that when she was 13 years old, alleged that Donald Trump raped her when she was 13 years old. Now, yes, everybody is innocent until proven guilty, but I'm sorry. If this is coming out and you have an election today, what are you going to do when it comes down the line and it's some merit to what she says? But now you have a child rapist in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
That's disturbing. That dangerous, and that's actually downright scary as hell. This man has done everything that you don't do in an election, but yet and still, Hillary Clinton can only get 2, 3, 4 points ahead in the polls, if you believe the polls. Something is not right, and something is murky in the milk, because there, I do not think that there is that many or could not believe that there would be millions of ignorant people that is willing to believe the stance of wannabe President Donald Trump. Because if you listen to him, you listen to the 3 debates that he had with Hillary Clinton, in which she wiped the floor with him in all 3 and won all 3 debates. And you want to know why she won? She won because she's qualified, she's intelligent and smart, she knows what she is talking about. She has been not only attorney for years, First Lady of Arkansas, she's First Lady of the United States for 8 years. right alongside her husband, who was the president for 8 years. She was a senator from New York, secretary of state, and you're going to put her credentials and her experience up against a man who does nothing but boast about what he has, how much money he has, and we don't know how much he has because he has yet to release his tax returns, people. This is his election day, and we still don't have his tax returns that he promised that he was going to release. Never.
But he was so hell-bent on saying that President Obama wasn't born in the U.S. and still hasn't apologized for that.
Okay.
And this is what you want to lead your country, people who are voting for them. Are you serious?
And I have to say, if you are casting a vote for Donald Trump, you are ignorant.
A president does not speak like this man speaks.
Exactly.
And I'm quoting all this stuff, but he said, these are things he said.
Yeah.
He said, you know, it doesn't really matter what the media write as long as you've got a young and beautiful piece of ass. Come on. This is what you want for your president.
Okay.
The president, the man that oversees our country, people, you know. He tried to reach out to Latino voters on Cinco de Mayo by tweeting a picture of a taco bowl saying, I love Hispanics.
Now, you
really?
Y'all know that's a hot mess.
That was just pitiful.
Okay. That's like if he would have chosen Martin Luther King Day or Black History Month and pulled out a bucket of fried chicken and say, I love the African Americans. And let's get on that. He refers to Black folks and African Americans as the African Americans. Man, you know what? He needs some serious intervention. And I have to say, if we go back, entire election process has been draining. Now, I love all things politics. Currently taking a political science course, one of my classes, a political science course. And I'll probably take another because I just love it so much. But I have to tell you something. This election process has been draining as hell and aggravating.
I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime.
Okay. Now, people, crazy. Now, folks, now this is my mommy right here, okay? Now, my mom has never seen this in her lifetime, and I've never seen it in my lifetime. So that tells you something right there.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. This is craziness. And you have to give props and mad respect to President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. I am going to miss them so much when they leave. The 8 years that we have been privileged to have them, President and First Lady, have been amazing. And I am so going to miss them. But I know that they're going to move on and do even greater things. And it's going to be so great to also be able, I'm sure, to be able to get a chance to support them in the other things that they're going to be interested in when they leave the White House in January. So I'm completely hyped about that. So it's bittersweet. Because I'm happy for them that they're getting out of this now.
I am happy they're getting
out
of it.
And they're young.
But it's sort of sad, too. So.
Yeah, it is. Yes, sad.
So like you said, bittersweet.
Bittersweet.
I want him out of this now.
Yes, and they're still young and vibrant, and they're going to just have an amazing, amazing life post the White House. But I just have to say, I just think that he is just amazing. Our First Lady is amazing, and I am so proud to say that that was our president and First Lady.
They're so smart, so intelligent.
Yes.
They handled themselves so well and with such dignity.
Yes.
And, wow. Mm.
And as Michelle Obama said, and it has been really the I think, I would even say the slogan. It has even become the slogan of Hillary Clinton's her campaign after so many attacks that Hillary Clinton has had. Hillary's a strong person, and Hillary's also smart. But when Michelle Obama, who gave that riveting speech in New Hampshire about Donald Trump, when that damaging video surfaces of the way he spoke about women and what he could do to women because of who he was, and basically said he can grab them out of pussy is the words that he used, and he could do anything he wanted to do, and they let him because of who he is, and he will kiss anybody that he wants to kiss. I mean, and people, again, he's running for president of the United States of America. When this video came out, it did a little damage to him, yes, but not enough. Like, he was feel in the race. Like, at what point do people not have any respect for how someone speaks of you and treats you? And not only that, there were women that came out of the woodwork and confirmed instant disturbing encounters with Donald Trump. And one is a very, very well-known writer for People magazine. She's very has credibility, and she wrote in detail, even though she was afraid at the time that it happened years ago, but after what that video released, she could not stay silent. And do you know what did he do? Again, he just completely called her a liar. He tried to damage her, run her name in the mud, but you know what? People magazine is a very, even though it's an entertainment magazine, it's a very the magazine has merit, and it has, celebrities go to People magazine. Okay, so they have the credentials, okay? And so when she had her colleagues back her up, the ones that she went to when this actually happened, there's nothing he can say to that. She had witnesses. She had backup. And they told her not to. She was advised by someone. I can't remember if she said it was a mentor, a professor, a mentor who told her do not. Because she was still a young reporter and journalist, it might ruin her career prospects because at that time, of course, Donald Trump was a powerful man and she was a young journalist. So she kept quiet until the disturbing tape that was released with him and Billy Bush making the talk. So, you know, and Billy Bush ended up losing a lucrative job with the Today Show. I mean, he had just been on the job 2 months. And he signed a multi-million-dollar contract with the Today Show. And he lost his job. So he loses his job. But Donald Trump is trying to run president.
His job.
Yeah.
Now, I'll just be fair. It was not fair for him to lose his job. But Trump can continue to run for president of the United States of America. I don't think that was right.
It's mad crazy. And this is how long and draining this process has been.
Yeah.
The 2006 presidential race began 595 days ago, people. Okay? 595 days ago. And it started out with 22 major candidates that were trying to vie to be president. And the majority of that, of course, was on the Republican end. And I have to say, I really, for Republicans, even though I knew I wasn't going to be voting for a Republican, I thought someone like maybe a Jeb Bush or even sadly Ted Cruz or Chris Christie or someone of that ilk would be the presidential candidate for the Republican Party. Never, never did I imagine Donald Trump would take down the rest of those folks.
I never thought that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a joke.
Okay, really? Really,
well, it is.
It's definitely a joke. And Donald Trump, and I'm going to just go over a couple of few things that have come out of Donald Trump's mouth, and in which he has stated out his own mouth, and the fact that still you have people willing to support this man, and you have to ask yourself, if you could get into their mind of a Trump voter, what are they thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what it is. Never before have we seen such a divisiveness in this campaign and the racism that has been brought forth. We thought it was bad when that sad child, Sarah Palin, was running.
Mm-hmm.
This has been worse than that. And I never thought you could get worse than Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin.
Okay, never. Never thought you could get worse than Sarah Palin. But Donald Trump, you can't. Now, let's just get into a couple of things here. And then what we want to do before we close out, again, we're going to urge people, if you haven't voted, go get into line. Check the times that your polls close. In North Carolina, we're in North Carolina, our polls close at 7:30. It is 6:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You still have time. If you know family, friends, people that haven't voted, encourage them to please go vote.
Grab them. Just grab them.
Vote it. Fling their asses over there, okay? Go vote.
Down.
Because not only do we want Hillary Clinton to win, because she is the most qualified candidate.
That's basically it.
Yeah, it's not even
she's
about Democrat or Republican.
She's qualified. She knows all the issues.
Of course.
She knows what's going on in the world.
Yes.
Donald does not. Okay? He does not. And that's just what it is. You know, he played a cool game.
Yeah.
And he got some people running with him. Lots of people.
Yeah.
Running with them, but they need to ask themselves, what are they going to get out of this?
Exactly.
He'll have a presidency, but he's going to look out for those people with money.
Exactly.
That's what he's going to do. So, you know, America,
wake up.
It's in your hands, so whatever.
Wake up, folks. You must stay woke on this. And the world is watching. You have to understand, this is our reputation as well. This is our country's reputation. Who do we want representing our country? And you cannot possibly want Donald Trump, who seems to be best buds with Putin. Listen, and the hacks that were going on, the DNC hacks and all of that, it was proven that it was coming from Russia, people. And then you have Donald Trump encouraging Russian people to hack to find Hillary Clinton's emails. Now, that's a whole other story. We're not even going to get into the emails because that's a whole different story. Let's just say this. The emails were never an issue, not the issue that the Republicans made it out to be. And then you had the FBI director months ago say that she is cleared. She didn't do anything wrong. Maybe she was careless in some of the stuff she used on the server that she used, but it was nothing that warranted her being arrested, people.
No, that was a bunch of bull crap.
Okay. So then what do they do when they see that things are swinging in Hillary's favor? The FBI director, the same one that stated that there was nothing there. Nothing there, people. 2 weeks before the election, on a Friday of all days, he drops what they claim is the October surprise, and he sends a letter, vague letter, stating, oh, you know, we found some more emails, on Anthony Weiner's. So you know what? People went into a spin, and the sad part about it is this is what happened when people are not engaged and they don't know the facts and they don't do the research. They used a scare tactic to scare folks to think something was really wrong and something was – she had done something criminal and she was going to be arrested. And that was the impression that he left. He dropped it and left that there and did not explain. And it hurt Hillary. It did. It caused people – who were undecided to probably vote for Trump for whatever reason or lies they thought it was. And quite frankly, James Comey should be fired. He should be fired as the FBI director because you are not – it is by law. You cannot do anything that could impede on an election, people. That's why we have what's called the Hatch Act, and he violated it. In my opinion, he violated it, and he should be – fired. And what did he do? Because he saw the uproar that it caused, he comes back 2 days before the damn election and say, you know what? I'm sorry, you know, oops, she's still clear. Really, dude? Really? He should be fired. How dare you? And this is the Republicans have been playing. But what we want to say and get out here real quick before we have to go off the air, North Carolina, our people voting in North Carolina, as we stated, the polls closed at 7:30 p.m. They close at 7:30. But some key people that you need to vote for, not only are you voting for Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine, keep in mind that this is who you want to vote for the governor. We need to get Pat McCrory out. Get out, Pat McCrory. Vote for Roy Cooper, people, okay? You need to vote for Roy Cooper for governor, Linda Coleman for lieutenant governor, auditor, Deborah Ross for Senate. Get Burr ass out.
Yes.
Vote, okay?
He's only working for himself.
Okay.
Right.
Period.
Missing all the meetings and everything.
Okay. Okay.
Pay his hand himself $5.
Okay. So we got Hillary Clinton for president, Deborah Ross for Senate, Roy Cooper for governor, Linda Coleman for lieutenant governor. We want for Supreme Court seat 2, Judge Mike Morgan, Dan Blue III for state treasurer, for the North Carolina Court of Appeals, Judge Vince Rozier, and also for the North Carolina Court of Appeals, Judge Lissie McCoy Mitchell, people. Okay, so just be mindful when you go to the polls. Vote Democrat. Vote blue. Turn North Carolina blue, people.
Turn it blue.
Turn it blue. Do not let this racist man get away with the things that he has done. And one other thing here, just going to call out a couple of things that it would take all day, all week to go over everything that Donald Trump has done in this election that has offended many people. But just a couple of things. Keep in mind the people that are out there standing there rooting for him. Donald Trump said that the wages in America are already too high.
Already
people.
Too high. So what are you going to do for you?
Exactly. Already too high. But you're out there screaming support Donald Trump and make America great again. Bless
Lord
your heart.
Help you.
Bless your heart.
You're going to need some help.
Okay. He wants to be the president, but he said that John McCain was not a war hero because he likes people who weren't captured. John McCain served his country.
Donald Trump didn't.
Donald Trump dodged the draft, people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He dodged it. John McCain is a hero.
He's a hero.
He is a hero. How dare you, Donald Trump? And that is so disrespectful.
That was a low blow. Mm-hmm.
That was. And it was disrespectful to our entire military.
Yes.
And to all of the men and women that are brave enough to wear the uniform and to protect our country. How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
But
he likes people who weren't captured.
Who wasn't captured. Really,
I mean,
Donald?
Really, that makes no sense.
Seriously. He encouraged a foreign country to commit espionage, people, in the U.S., calling on Russia to hack Hillary Clinton's email. That's crazy. He called for a ban on an entire group of people based on their religion, advocating for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
He refused to disavow white supremacist David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan 4 times in one damn interview. And recently, the Ku Klux Klan official newspaper endorsed Donald Trump, and they have taken over his slogan, Make America Great Again, people.
Mm. Yeah.
Then he suggested African Americans need to be incentivized to work and need jobs where they're making more money than sitting back and doing nothing.
Really, Donald?
He said this, people. He said that he got his military advice from the show. He claimed that going to a prep school at New York Military Academy left him with more training, more military training than a lot of guys that go into the military. Even though he repeatedly dodged the Vietnam War draft, folks.
Mm.
Said that the Black Lives Matter ignited police killings, claiming that a lot of people believe the organization is inherently racist.
Mm.
Again, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
He does not have a clue.
He doesn't have a clue. Because anyone that can say he could stand somewhere and shoot someone and still be running for president shows that he did not give a damn about all the young black men that are being murdered and killed and assassinated in the streets of America. It is disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yes.
He said his number one source for foreign policy people, his number one source for foreign policy advice was his himself. Because he says, I have a very good brain, and I've said lots of things. That's a quote, people. That's a direct quote. The man that's running for president on the platform of the Republican Party, people,
mm-hmm.
who was getting millions of votes, people.
Mm-hmm.
He took $150,000 from a program designed to help small businesses in the aftermath of 9/11. He spent 15 years lying about both
mm-hmm.
his personal attachment to 9/11 and his commitment to helping New York recover. He actually bragged people about his building becoming the tallest in Lower Manhattan since the collapse of the World Trade Center
That's
on September 11th.
Okay.
Yes, that is sad, and disgraceful. He repeatedly used his charity as a front to buy influence, once making an illegal contribution to Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of Florida, just before she decided not to investigate allegations of fraud against Trump University. Well, people, I don't know why I did that, because you know what's still going to come up. People are going after his behind over that Trump University scam.
Mm-hmm.
And of that scam, he ran a massive scam in the form of Trump University, a school that promised to teach you better than the best business school, even though it did not confer credit, people.
Yes.
He said that you have to treat women like shit. That is a direct quote.
He crazy.
He actually mocked. He openly mocked a reporter. There, to me, you should have zero votes.
The people are out here voting for this. I don't understand what in the world is wrong with them. I don't understand the following. It's disastrous.
It is.
It's crazy. It's scary.
It is.
You know, but I just go back to Revelation. Time winding up. It's about the end of time. This man become president of the United States. I think we can call it it.
Okay.
You better go on and do what you got to do real quick.
But I have faith in the majority of the American people to vote for Hillary Clinton, to make Hillary Clinton tonight president-elect Hillary Clinton, and also make history for her becoming the first female president.
First woman.
Okay. But we also want to say, we want to give congrats, because, of course, this is our first and only show for the election. We want to congratulate Hillary Clinton, actually, because she did make history as becoming the first female to become the first female. I'm so sorry. People call, no, you doing a freaking show. Hold 1 second, people. I mean, really. Really, folks. Anywho, before we wind down here, I'm like, seriously. Okay, but she became the first female of a major political party to become the presidential nominee of a major political party in the United States. So congrats to Hillary for busting open that glass ceiling on that level. But we want to break it even more so and have her become president-elect, Hillary Clinton. So people, it's imperative. Get out there and vote. Another thing that I want to leave here that shows how Donald has no respect. He has no respect for anyone. He even said that essentially he blamed students for the student debt crisis, saying you got to get jobs. Okay, people, this is the things that comes out of this man's mouth.
He's talking about him gets a headache.
It really does.
I mean, all this crap.
Okay.
He gets a headache. Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this. He bragged about Putin calling him a genius. Actually, Putin simply referred to him as colorful, people. But he praised Putin and lauded his approval rating at the same forum where he insulted American generals and suggested he would fire them. He defended Russia and attacked U.S. foreign policy on Russia's state-owned propaganda network. I mean, people, we could go on and on but it's just too much. It's too much. But I can leave it with this. Donald Trump is unfit to be the president of the United States of America. He is an embarrassment. Okay.
I mean, you know, when you refer to the paralyzed news commentator as a guy that can't buy a pair of pants. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Maybe it's not meant for me to understand. You know, I just don't know. I tell you, people, I'm going to try to hang tonight. I just want to hear that we have a president-elect tonight, and I'm praying that it will be Hillary Clinton. I am praying that the people see through all this mess.
Okay, I do too. And people, we got to get ready to get up out of here, but remember, if you need to find out where your voting location is, you still have time. If your area has, you know, different times for people closing the polls, so you need to find out your location when they close. Go to HillaryClinton.com/locate to find your polling location. If there's still some time, please go out there and vote. As long as you're in that line before that, even at the time that closing your line, you can still vote. Even if you have to stay in line until midnight, you can still vote as long as you're there in the line when the poll closes. In North Carolina, our polls close in about 15 minutes.
We're getting close.
Yeah, close in about 15 minutes, so you can fly your ass there and get your ass there. Okay? Go. If for some reason you're having problems and they're not allowing you to vote, call 1-866-OUR-VOTE. Again, 1-866-OUR-VOTE, so you can be able to do that, folks. We're going to get ready to get out of here, but we definitely wanted to just get on here and let it be known that we hope everyone went out that could to make their voices heard and voted for Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. And also North Carolina, get Burr out and get Pat McCrory out. This is what we're hoping that is going to happen. So, folks, that's about it. We're going to wind this down before we only got about, 45 minutes. So we went over that already, people. So we're going to get ready to get out of here. So, folks, all I have to say is this is it. We'll know in a little bit who our next president is going to be. We're hoping and praying it is Hillary Clinton. So, people, I hope you did what you needed to do.
No, no, we did.
Okay.
Yes.
People, we're going to wrap that up, okay? We're just going to leave it with this. Donald Trump is unfit to be president. You don't want a racist, sexist piece of crap running our country, embarrassing our country. That's just it.
No.
That's all that can be said, right?
Mm-hmm. Vote for Hillary.
Vote for Hillary, people. We're out of here. Everyone take care. Happy Election Day.
Mm.
I hope to God people with common sense prevail over the ignorant people. So thank you for tuning in to Evelyn's Radio.
Yes.
And again, like we said, this has been our first show in probably about a year, but we definitely wanted
eons.
We wanted to do one for the election. So we told you we'll only come on periodically to do a show. So we definitely wanted to say thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
You can always catch our shows in the archives. Over 100 shows are archived there. You can go back and reminisce and take a listen. Everyone take care. Have a good night. And again, let's pray Hillary Clinton wins this election tonight.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So everyone have a good night. And remember, our country, we have to protect our country. We have to protect the reputation of our country. And we have to protect our citizens of this country. And to do that, Hillary Clinton is the answer.
And other countries are watching this.
The world is watching. Have a great night. See you the next time, or hear you, listen to you, whatever, the next time.
Yes.
As always, take care, people. You can get in contact with us, FOSRadio@yahoo.com, FOSRadio@yahoo.com. Everyone take care. Peace.
Good night.